Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. This is Janet Thornburg, your host this evening, and I welcome everybody that's listening and would like to call in. The call-in number is 646-378-1297. I can be stage name Daisy, be reached at keen.com, Daisy 644478. And tonight we're basically going to be talking about the trends. The trends of we're coming up on a summer season, and on May 24th is another appointed time to receive blessings. It is Pentecost. And our God is a God of appointed times. Jesus observed Passover and the Sabbath and all the other appointed times. And Pentecost is the season in which the Holy Spirit came upon everyone after his resurrection. And he speaks in Matthew 6, verse 8, this is Jesus' words, "Father knows what you need before you ask." And that's the biggest trend for those of us who are into spirituality and wish to honor God on that day, May 24th, and this is what you'll receive. First thing you will receive is restoration, and you can find that scripture in 2 Chronicles 29, verse 36. Defeat over your enemies, Psalm 6, verse 10. Deliverance. Acts 16, verses 25 to 31. Revival, which means outpouring and overflow in abundance. Overflow in health, overflow in finances. And good reason to honor him. Just read a psalm anytime that day or night. A little bit on the planetary side. The moon enters Taurus, which should keep us help us to get down to business and get organized and get things done. And also represents great imaginative ideas. So pay attention to what comes to you during this time. There's a very harmonious alignment between Venus and Neptune, which means romance can now sparkle. So those of you that I've been telling about things happening, it could be happening now. This is the trend that starts it. The moon chimes in with a 60-degree sextile with Neptune and Venus. And that is going to be affecting us for a while. So this is a bringing together of right connections, the right mate, right career connections. Venus has a lot to do with your career and money as well. So then Juno conjuncts Jupiter, which means improvement. This is improvement in your finances. So we should see that trend starting to help us now. You know, the world right now is a fiery aspect. It's important that we do not offend others right now. You know, on preconceived notions, and we have to understand that we're under a lot of deception right now through the media. And it's hard to know what to believe, so this is why we don't want to create any additional karma for us. Not all Muslims are bad. Some of their things, they've definitely been lashed out. We're talking about radical with ISIS and people like that who want to force people to believe their way by beheading. Not that's not true of everything. And actually, we need to really do our homework. We need to get educated, look into things before we react by what we take in our eyes or through our ears. You know, it can be deceptive right now. And we're in a strong time of deception. That's why Neptune is in its ruling sign Pisces until 2025. And if you just look at all the things that's been revealed, all the things that have come out, the IRS thing, the emails with Hillary Clinton, and other things which, you know, Politics is politics. Spirituality is spirituality. But these are observations that these trends are happening right now. No judgment on my part for anybody. There always will be people who don't understand because of being... they're actually led by hatred and anger and bitterness. And remember that our God is a God of love, and that's who we serve. And, you know, it's free will here. There are people, you have a right to your choice. To your choice in your faith, you're in your mate, in your life. And as long as it's based on love, you'll be successful. So I'm going to begin here with the first caller. Looks like you've been waiting here for a time, so let's get to this. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to see what points for summer.
Okay. All right. Some of these things that I just mentioned to you, like the love beginning and improvement in finances, they are astrologically indicated. They're numerically indicated in the tarot. So we'll see what the tarot says now, and that's what gives a complete picture. That's how people can get a life reading, is using all three of those aspects.
Okay.
It says you need to rest from worry, that things should start beginning for you, the end of this month, the beginning of June. And
okay.
You are going to toss a couple of opportunities that are coming at you. You're going to have a little bit of difficulty deciding that, and you know, if you are doing that, the scripture tells us to seek counsel, so call me and we'll look at it. But opportunities coming up for you the remainder of this year is much better. Also, improvement in your finances and your physical health, which makes sense, because if you have money, you can buy good stuff to eat. If you're on a ghetto diet, it's all about carbohydrates. So you need to just think before you leap, and just remember that it's time for you, and it's been a long time, but now your true skills are going to come out, and you're being led in the right direction, and the remainder of this year should be really good for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
God
thank
bless.
You for calling. Okay, there we go. Another caller here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm enjoying this beautiful day in Florida. It's gorgeous out.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's pretty here in California, too. We just had some rain, and I hope it does a lot for the drought. You know, it's been getting kind of desperate here in California. People taking out their swimming pools, and some counties are totally out of money. I mean, out of water.
Aww.
So, yeah. So we all need to pray about that. But we got a good rain. We got some more rain coming, and I think the Lord is hearing our prayers. So, what can I do for you, Linda?
Okay.
Just look at your summer.
Okay, do that.
Okay.
I see a lot of good already, but I see obstacles. So I'm gonna let you lead the way.
Okay, yeah, well, there's a little discord here. There's uh-huh. still some painful mental anguish about family, and it's still here. It hasn't totally lifted yet. But the good side is your intuition's going to get very strong.
Uh-huh.
And you're moving forward into better money trends, and that has a lot to do with I talked about Jupiter. And Jupiter affects money. Venus affects money. So all these aspects are really good. We're coming out of this not enough into more than enough. And I'm grateful. There's this burden.
I want to help many other people, so I'm happy for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This family stress thing is going to be lifted. It's in the present line. It could be as little as 3 days, no more than 3 weeks, and that's not even months. So.
Okay. I'm happy. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
What does my love life look like?
Okay. Am I going to have some summer fun, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, this is something you're going to have to think about, too. There's a decision coming up around that. There's a new adventure coming up. It's related to a new job. Not that they work there, but they're in the neighborhood somehow. Or you meet them through there somehow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So your love life is going to turn for the better. You have someone in your present, but sometimes you don't know if it's exactly the way you want it.
True.
Okay. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thank you. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'd kind of like to see how my summer's going to shape up.
Okay. Now, everybody realizes that I think summer's either the 20th or 21st of June. That's the first day. We're still in spring, but we're coming up on it. Good time to get a reading. Okay. You know, you're going to end something and begin something else. And there's also an improvement in your health. You have a very strong guardian angel, St. Michael, who is trying to help temper me. You're going to be moving. You're going to have the potential of a much better situation. Got to watch your thoughts, well, don't we all? them old thoughts come in there and go, look at how old you are, or look at this, look at that. You know, that's what you don't want to listen to. So, but it's like you get a new home.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Okay, so I guess if I'm moving, that does mean that finances are improving.
Let's look at your finances.
Just to make sure.
Look at, yeah.
I don't want to be moving down.
The Lord will never tell you to do something that he doesn't prepare for. And you've been working at that. You've been working at receiving your harvest, and there's been a bit of a battle, and you need the courage. You're definitely moving up in your finances to a point where you're going to be at peace. You're recovering from something, not just physically, but spiritually.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and that strong guardian angel is still in this reading. And the last card is financial independence. At a point where, you know, we're either in not enough, just enough, but God wants us in more than enough. And I think that this card indicates more than enough. It's the nine of coins, which is financial independence. Thank you, Jesus.
Exactly. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm not having the wonderful day that apparently California and Florida are having, but...
But it's
here,
nice
in the mountains,
know.
Honey, it's pouring the rain like torrential, okay?
Oh, I know.
I'll send some to you.
My little grandkids said to me, you know, because it's been all over the TV and about the drought here going on for 4 years now, and you know, children are lovely. They come to me and says, Grandma, what are we going to do if we're going to run out? I said, we're going to go to the East Coast because they're getting a lot of water.
Yeah, you'll be able to swim every day here. And actually, I could probably do it in my front yard.
Okay, you want to look at your summer and if things are going to get better?
Please.
All right. Let's see what's coming up for you. Remember,
me and the neighbor's still going at it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
He's been good since
you're dealing with on an emotional level that you feel like it are never going to end, and you feel kind of weighed down with them. And, you know, and it's tedious. It's been going on for a while. So, but you know, your money's going to improve, and you just got to hang in there. Looks like that after this month, the change starts. Also, you got love coming up. Harmonious. You do. You have. I think you've been waiting for this, and it looks very, very secure. It's a long time getting here because it, you know, the eight of swords was crossing it, which is a difficult time. But financial security and these two things that you have to work out, you're going to be successful over. They've just been tedious, and the reason they're tedious is we got like the two of wands. I love that card because that's two people that just. They got their wand up facing each other, and I'm going to have my way or else. That's what's taking them. Nobody's giving. Nobody's, you know, backing down.
And that's the change you see coming, that there'll be the backing down, so to say?
I have success for you. It should start this month. When this month ends, June looks like a very changing month for you. And, you know, that's the 21st, I think it is, or 20th or 21st, is the first day of summer. Yeah, and it's saying it again. After the end of this month, these changes are coming, and you can finally rest from this mental battle. And there's some kind of financial gain coming to you. And it starts right after this month. Starts in June.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, lady, have a wonderful show. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for calling.
And
God
hopefully
bless.
We'll get to talk soon. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We're moving right along here. Okay, we have another caller. Okay. Here we go.
Oh.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Vicki. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
It's finally warm, but it's not going to last. We got 70s along the lake, but in
no, that'll
in
be
the
good.
80s. Yeah.
That'll be good. Okay, look at your summer.
Summer, man. Money.
Okay. Well, those are the aspects that we're dealing with tonight. I don't know if you listened to the first part of the show where we have, astrologically, we've got signs here that money and love life are going to improve. So, yay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Of course, it depends on degrees, you know. Karmatic debt, those aspects. But that's where I'm individualizing it now in the tarot. So that's what works. Okay, money is coming. Money is coming quickly. There is a increase in your job, you know, promotion,
wow.
And it's coming pretty quick here. Also, there is something that you're ending, and this is on a heart level, that takes from you. It doesn't give to you. And,
I ended something yesterday.
And, you know, deep inside, it made you sad, though, because this person could have had a lot of potential. But there's so many deep emotional wounds and suffering.
Yep.
So
yep,
now you're going to start getting... now you're going to start getting things that you want. In as far as what you want in a relationship, somebody that is more on an equal plane and less game playing, doesn't show hardly any game playing as far as that goes.
Cool.
Yeah.
What does he do for a living?
Okay. Okay. Actually, I have the husband card and the marriage card. And he is in law enforcement.
Oh, those coughs won't go away.
Well, you know, maybe you understand that. To me, that would be a difficult thing. Here, your man is out, and, you know, he's under dangerous, under dangerous situations at all, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with
real
the bad
now.
Press. Yeah, it's terrible. And so they're in harm's way every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a special woman to deal with that.
Yeah, I'm used to it.
So you're already trained.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at your finances. Because I do have money coming up, too. Also a windfall of money. So we want to look at that for sure.
Oh, nice.
Right now you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're juggling. You're struggling a little bit, but that's leaving. That's in the passing influence line, and then you had to break off this loss because you know what we connect ourselves to affects us. We don't always want to agree with that or think about that, but it does. It really affects us what we connect. So this. That you were connected to was keeping you kind of at a loss. You know, just there, like I said, just enough or not just enough.
Right.
But God wants you to have more than enough. And I see a lot of action concerning money over the next two, which could be 2 weeks. And you're also going to improve in your skills on your career, but your money is going to get better and also in your music.
Oh, good. Music was a big one.
Then the next 6 months is going to be better for you financially.
Okay. Yeah, I disassociated myself with that person as of last night, and I'm so at peace. So I knew I had to do it.
Yeah, and well, see, the cards verified it for you. See, you really know inside, but it's just like you get verification. It helps you to face everything. Well, God bless you. And I'll keep you in our prayers.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Okay, we have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. So basically, I think our priority right now would be to not miss this Pentecost season. Passover was one of them, too. It's actually 49 days from Passover is Pentecost. Is not to miss these because of what we will receive just by honoring God. And you can honor God with a little flower in a psalm or sing him a song. You know, David was a man after his own heart, and David sang psalms to him. So there's something special about singing psalms or reading psalms to God. He likes it. Again, you will have restoration. That means being restored what you've lost, and that's a double thing or up to seven times. It depends on what type of loss it was, and you can find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 36. Defeat over your enemies. Psalm 6, verse 10. Deliverance, and that means deliverance can be getting out of a bad situation, bad relationship or a job that maybe somewhere where you're not being treated right, a bad habit, deliverance from debt. So all those things come under that deliverance. Revival means outpouring of God's Spirit and overflow financially. So you will actually receive some kind of spiritual revelation within. You know, God wants an intimate relationship with us. And unfortunately, over the years, religion has taught us that it was our works, you know, our self-effort. But actually is not. It is what Jesus has done for us. And Jesus, when he left here, he says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. And that's what we need to do. And that's why I said it's not a good time with this Neptune placement to attack people maybe we don't understand or they're different, or it's an acceptance. People have the right to choose. If God made us any other way, we'd be robots, and that isn't what he wants. He wants free will. He wants us to love him by our own free will. And if people could just understand just how much he really does love us. And every year he gives us these appointed times, and he said they were forever, so I don't know how to term that. Forever is forever. So, you know, and so while Neptune's in the sign of Pisces until 2025, we need to just, you know, have an open mind. You know, have an open mind and realize that we are under strong deception. And when the disciples asked Jesus what was the sign of his coming, he said, don't be deceived. So deception, and we're seeing deception in everything right now. And remember this, that God said that if we will humble ourselves and pray, he will heal our land. And even though everything's going on around us, doesn't mean that it can affect. We can be shielded from that. In fact, there's scripture that says in the last days, women will be rejoicing. So I see a lot of rejoicing and good trends coming up. Not only do I see them astrologically, I see them numerically, and I see this change coming. And 2014 and 2015 has been trying to get us to quit doing the same things over and over and over again, you know, and we are supposed to take that step for change. You know, you can't change anybody. You can only change yourself. And so we have to work on ourselves right now in an intimate relationship with God. And that doesn't mean that you don't fellowship. We're fellowshipping today. We're gathering together, and we're fellowshipping, so we're not forsaking that. Or find a good church that, you know, a church that you should see production. You should see that you're getting better. And if a spiritual teacher's doing that, that's what who you stick with. You should be getting better within yourself. And your life should start improving. I mean, we all have lessons we have to go through, and some of them can be rough. You know, destiny is a very involved thing. You know, I used to do whole life destiny. They're so involved. I mean, you could just go on forever. Just there's something else you can find, something else you can learn, and it's just absolutely fascinating. That's why I like numerology, because it just, numbers don't lie. They add up, or there's something wrong, and you can usually find it. So I just want to take the time right now for all of my listeners and all the people that have called in. I just want you to recognize that most of our struggle takes place in our mind. It begins in our mind. There's a process. Something can stimulate your emotional center, and then you'll remember something that happened to you, and you'll realize that that's still in your heart or in your subconscious mind. And another thing, doubt in the mind is something over which we must take authority. That is our job to do. We must take our authority with the finished works of Christ. Deliverance is a finished work. Healing is a finished work. Salvation is a finished work. Prosperity is a finished work. But if we keep the doubt, and the doubt comes from the enemy by having us focus on the way things are, what they are in the present, you know, of the suffering. And a lot of times we need to speak to that problem, or as a scripture put, speak to your mountain through the prayer of faith. And so our job is to place our spirit back in authority over our soul. That is our job to do. Once you accept Christ as your Savior, then you have the born-again experience, then you take authority. You take back your authority that has been taken to you. So in the name of Jesus and by the authority of the Word of God, I speak to all hindering spirits of everyone who's called in or anyone who's listening at the sound of my voice that stands between them and their miracle. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and I use my words right now to command life into everyone's situation, and I curse all doubt that would try to delay their victory. And I know, Father, that it is your intention that they be happy and in the right place, and that's nothing missing, nothing broken. That's the right person in their life, the right finances, the right career. So I speak to any spirit, hindering spirit, that is keeping us from reaching our victory to be removed and cast into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. So it looks like I have a little question mark up here. Let's see who this is. Hi.
Oh, actually, it wasn't me, but I just love that prayer. That was so wonderful. I want to thank you so much for your show and your everything that you, all the information, knowledge that you give to each and every one of us. And you're truly inspirational, and I just want to thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. But there is something you need to know. I don't know what it is. I'm feeling it.
I don't know. My face just turned red. I got hot when you said that. Sure.
Okay, well, let me just do the cards here and see what comes up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because there's a question mark. I'm looking at it on my screen, and it came up for a reason. Sometimes those come up, but I don't know why, and maybe it's the Spirit working with us, and we praise you, Holy Spirit.
I don't either, because I did not press number one, which is the one that puts you in the queue. So
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You've been through a very strong emotional time, and there's still a little bit of it in the present. And actually, I've got the Ten of Pentacles, I've got the Nine of Pentacles, but I got your mental thought, too. But you are going to become what you've been praying for a long time. And I have spirits that have departed from this world who want to see this happen for you. And they've been doing their part. You've been doing your part. And guess what? Now it's going to happen. So I guess that's what I needed to tell you. And thank you for that wonderful feedback, and praise you for saying that. And that's my whole intention in doing this show is I could give of my talent freely and hopefully help somebody. Because I know what it's like to struggle. I've been on both sides of the fence. So.
Well, you are very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we have another caller here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, are you really talking to me?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to do your summer.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, you know who this is, so
yes,
go ahead, do my summer.
All right. Okay.
I think I owe you a steak dinner, by the way.
Well, the first card is the Ace of Pentacles, or the Ace of Discs in this deck. I'm using the Sacred Circle. It gets around everything. You've been restricted, you know, like the most of us, paycheck. 75%, I think it is, of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And that's a large, so we're in that elite group. We're not with the other 25%. And you've been restricted in your finances, but now, and you're very careful. You analyze, you know, what you need to do. You do a good job with that. But it's still in that just
enough. It's still
enough,
not enough. I need to get away from the vegetarian diet and get some carne asada.
Okay, you're going to be successful. Yeah, you're going to be successful in two areas of your life right now. One is in your finances, and the other one is in your love life.
Ooh, doggy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know
all
if you
right.
heard earlier, but we talked about the astrological aspects that are affecting that, and that happens to be Neptune, Venus, and the moon. So
right.
the moon enters Taurus, we're all going to get organized, but we're also going to get maybe a creative idea. A creative idea could come to you, and you could think, wow, you know. And it might be something, I mean, look at the little happy face. That little thing made millions of dollars overnight. And I've
yeah.
heard some preachers say, oh, it's a progress. You can't expect God to give it to you in one day. Well, I don't agree. Because when the Israelites left Egypt, they took all the wealth of Egypt with them in one day. So you've a lot
yeah.
of players out there. No one mega mill last night. It's up to 173. Tonight's Powerball is 110, and California Lotto Super Lotto is 34 million.
Wow.
Now it only takes a dollar to win, and faith that it can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like you're going to have a very successful remaining of the year beginning in the summer. Summer has romance, better money. And, you know, because it's like you don't have the peace of mind that you need in your career.
Right.
Well, there's an offer coming up that will give you peace of mind, an opportunity.
Cool.
And it comes up in June, okay?
Okay. Can I ask one question?
Sure.
Well, you know who I'm interested in and everything.
Yes.
And there was communication last night, and I was just kind of wondering, when I woke up and made the phone call, was this person thinking of me at the time just before I called?
Okay.
Because they were laughing.
Look at that.
Or giggling. Or, you know what I mean? It's just some kind of... And I didn't bother
yeah,
that.
It was actually like, okay, I was right. You know how something tickles your fancy? You know, when you think something and it turns out, and you kind of get that, aha, that worked. absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is going to be the most peaceful relationship you've ever had.
Wow. Okay.
About time.
It's
both
about
of
time.
You, both of you
well,
are
we'll see how this works. We'll
both
see how
are,
it works. So.
Both of you are recovering from scoundrels, okay? But it's going to get, you're going to have a lot in common, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
God bless.
All right,
thank you
thank
for calling.
You. Uh-huh. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, that seems to be it for the callers. Again, I would like to express the importance of not doubting. I mean, we have every reason in this life to doubt people. You know, some turned out to not be what they say they were or whatever their motives were. But I can tell you that God's motive is that he wishes above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. You can find that in 3 John 2. And how does your soul prosper? It has to be healed. And it's prospered by renewing your mind. And doubting God's power in any form will keep you from your harvest. So again, I would like to enter a prayer. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22-24 says that if you will speak to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Those things which you say shall come to pass, and you will have whatever you say. So I'm not doubting in my heart one bit. So I speak to any hindering spirit that has affected people that have called me or at the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their situations, and I speak to the mountain of poverty, lack of any kind, lack of love, lack of money, whatever, be removed and cast into the sea. And I praise you, Father, for your word, and I praise you for your son, Jesus. I will notify everybody again when on the next show. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for calling. It's a good interaction because there's nothing material involved in it. It's strictly spiritual. We don't ask for your credit card. We don't ask for anything but your see you be happy, and that's the motive and intent of this host. Again, you can find me on keen.com, Daisy, Daisey, 644478. You can find me under Janet Thornburg on Facebook. And God bless you all, and thank you for participating on this show. And I'll notify you of the next one. And the new moon comes up tomorrow night, so know that it's time for a good change. And start getting a spirit of expectation. I'm not asking you to believe everything I say. Just believe God. A little spirit of expectation will manifest things. God bless you, and see you next month. Bye now.